Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. Thank God I'm free. Thank God I'm free. Let me fix this little sound I'm hearing. Yeah, there we go. Thank God I'm free. Thank God I'm free. It's Friday, y'all. It's Friday. It's Praise Break Friday. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining in. It is Taking Limits Off Radio, TTLO Radio Friday, Praise Break Friday, August the, what's the date? The 11th, 2017. Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side Studios, located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church, and we have an outstanding show for you today. In the studio, as always, it's your boy, your host, Miss Danielle King, alongside my sister in ministry on Praise Break Fridays, the one and the only Daria Zabora Sprangfield. What's going on, sis?
How you doing?
I'm well. Had some issues going on, but we made it through. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We got a great show for you guys today. It's going to be good. I'm excited about it. Can't wait to jump into it. Today's conversations, the disciplines that can help worship leaders be spirit-filled. The disciplines. The disciplines.
Disciplines.
Yes.
The discipline.
The discipline. It probably could be the discipling necessary.
Well, when I think of His grace and His mercy, just one word comes to mind, and that word is amazing. Company? Yeah.
Right. I'm not sure what that was. A little technical difficulty, but we're back. We good. But we're going to give you the rundown on what's going down today. Again, it's the disciplines that can help worship leaders be spirit-filled. I'm excited about it. I hope you are, too. Let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, just push 1, and you can be a part of today's show. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, you can call in to be a part of today's show. Call area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. You can be a part of today's show. If you want to email the show, we'll be grateful for that. Email us, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We would love to hear from you. If you want to watch the live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv. You can find us there. Ustream.tv. Just do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. Facebook Live, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us there, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us right there. Also, real easy to get to. You can tweet the show. You can tweet us at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way as well. And then last but not least, you can subscribe to our podcast by going to your iTunes account, your Blogger account, your Stitcher account, whichever way you look and listen to podcasts, just do a simple search. Watch this. Just Google us. That's what you can do.
We're Googleable.
Yeah, we are. Is that a word? Google.
It's my word. We're Googleable.
Googleable?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Sound like you three. We're Google.
We're Googleable.
What is that?
That's okay.
You can find us on Google. Parks ain't looking like you're getting ready for
it. Yes. You shine, bro.
So, anyway, but you can find us there as well. We appreciate y'all so much. What's been going on? You was a little ill? I read something about you was a little ill.
A little ill.
Did Daria had a diarrhea? You said you couldn't keep nothing down. I'm sorry. What?
You so childish. Oh, my goodness.
I just read your post. Said you couldn't keep nothing.
I can't eat nothing. I ain't ate in 2 days.
So you fasted? Not on purpose.
Listen, this sickness gotta go. I don't know.
What you got?
The devil trying to take me out.
What you?
I ain't got nothing you can catch.
Okay,
so
I'm just.
You looking about the school on the way?
You don't know nobody named Usher. I'm just, huh?
You know what? As many you should try, but not this. Many you can try.
I'm just saying.
What you eat? Something messed you up? You got a bug? I mean, what the problem is?
I don't know. My doctor don't know. Like, we good. We just
don't.
We gonna listen to Dr. Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Still, he got me.
Okay, I'm just trying.
Why are you trying to air my Facebook post? I ain't saying nothing, but I'm over it. That's all I said.
No, you didn't. You was like, I can't keep nothing. You the hashtag. I can't eat nothing.
I said, I can't eat nothing. I'm sick of this.
Well, that means you couldn't keep nothing down.
That means I can't eat nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. You know, You don't pray for your stomach.
No, I don't have the bubble guts. I had a really sharp pain, though, whenever I consumed food or liquid.
What?
Yes.
Oh, you need, okay. And what kind of
doctors
you got? I'm sorry. I'm just trying to
I ain't got no bootleg doctor.
You know, you got sharp pains from drinking and you
from drinking.
What was you drinking?
Don't be saying it like that.
What was you drinking?
You know what you been up to?
What was you drinking?
Water.
Well, you know, some stuff do kind of burn when it go down. You know, that brown liquor.
Brown? Dana. Gone now.
I'm just asking the people want to know.
The people ain't asked nothing but you.
They see your post.
And you know what they did?
What they do, see?
The real saints inboxed me.
Did they? See? That's them fake saints. Fake saints be in your inbox. Real saints ask you publicly, hey,
what you got?
No. I'm sorry, okay.
No.
I was just checking, you know, all right. But you coming on back around.
I'm good.
You still in the land of the living.
I'm here.
You glad the cooling board,
I'm
you didn't
so
wake up on the cooling.
This bubble guts comment.
You bad you didn't wake, you all right, you glad you didn't wake up on the other side of the, you know, the cooling board with your resting place. And
yeah.
The cooling board.
Yeah, the cooling board. Was that the morgue office?
I think so. The cooling board. Ain't that what the deacon say? The cooling board. I'm glad that the cooling board wasn't the...
The four walls I woke up to weren't the four walls of my coffin.
Right.
Well, if you woke up in the coffin.
Right. First of all, if you woke up in the... Right. That's the first question.
That's the purpose of the wake.
How you get in the... Oh, the purpose of the wake is what? So you... You know what?
They gonna wait and see if you wake. Like,
So that hour before the funeral, that's the wake to see if there's a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Where you get that from? That's a real question.
Where you get all your good information from? Facebook.
Oh, I just learned something today. So the purpose of the wake.
It's the wake.
That hour, that little hour gathering before the service, the actual funeral.
You finna say this like it's factual.
You know what I'm trying? I'm going to break it on that because somebody going to run with it.
You're going to say this like it's factual.
There's a lesson in
it.
There's a lesson in it, though. I can always find a lesson. You know, I always find a lesson. So what you're saying is the alva,
make it deep.
Before the word is preached and the songs is sung, is an hour waiting to see if there's still a chance for a miracle.
My God,
I'm just trying to say. So you're saying that 1 hour of waiting time.
So you became ready to preach.
Is a chance that you might wake up.
Mm. That's what I thought.
I believe it's possible. The guy, hey, if Lazarus was down in there for 3 days, you know, but see now.
But what you saying, they buried him too soon?
With black folk, you know. See, Jesus couldn't, that's why Jesus didn't use black folk for his miracle.
What are you, okay. I'm logging out.
Because he had to wait for the people. Had to wait. They had Lazarus' funeral and then they buried him. But you know, black folk, our funeral would be 7 days.
Oh, Jesus.
10 days. Jesus could have stayed on his journey a long time dealing with us. Well, you know, Jesus had, you know, that whole story, had you been here, you know, they'd have been like, oh, Jesus would have showed up, be like, oh, no, he's still at the funeral home because we ain't got no money.
You not right. You not right. That's why we need life insurance.
I'm trying to help the people. Y'all
they
know
need
black
life
folks,
insurance.
Y'all know black folks' funerals. We take, you know,
because they don't have no life insurance.
Well, y'all need to get Pookie. Y'all need to put Pookie them on y'all policy.
My uncle was logged in. I would tell him to go ahead and post his little link, you know.
He's selling bogus insurance?
Nah, he a licensed...
funeral director?
No, a licensed insurance...
Oh, agent.
Yeah, in Illinois.
Oh.
Yeah. I got life insurance.
He's not a funeral director, though.
No, he ain't.
Okay, he's not a mortician.
What's your thing? What's your thing with funeral director?
I'm just trying to understand. No, we had one on the show. What was his name? Parks. What was his name we had on the show? Devery. Devery Sherrod.
I couldn't be in that business.
Really?
I'm
too scared.
I don't like seeing dead people that I know.
When I was in high school over here, Austin, one of our substitute teachers was a mortician.
That's scary.
And he came every time you saw him walking. He had, morticians are the most, at least in public, they are the most quiet and most somber, solemn looking.
scary.
So he was all of about 6'4", 6'5", real skinny, dark dude, always wore a black suit every day.
See?
Every time you saw him, he always had on a black suit. And it just made me a wonder, but he made good money, though.
Did you say it made me a wonder?
It made me a wonder if that's something I wanted to get into. But then I thought about it, too. You know, I barely like some of the people that's living. I really don't, you know, I don't want to be bothered with, you know. I'm just saying.
I'm not going to be able to do dead bodies, and I can't do it.
Really? So, you know, so no.
My mother doesn't even view bodies.
If it's a funeral of someone that I did not know and I just had to go for, you know, I normally don't walk around.
My mama didn't view her own daddy.
Oh, she don't get
she
around with the view.
She'll sit right there and be like, tell me what it looked like.
Tell me what it looked like.
He looked good. All right.
Go up there and FaceTime. Here you go, mama. There it is.
Oh, horrible, horrible.
That's about the time we had a funeral here at the church and these people was taking selfies with the.
No.
Okay. Because
you're making this up. It didn't happen.
I got witnesses. Do I got a witness?
Hey, y'all.
Because I got a witness. I'm for real.
You made that up.
I promise you. There was a funeral here.
So they were legit.
At the church,
like,
in
selfies.
Front of the casket. Like this here.
Nope.
And she is a wait. That is.
I don't believe you.
I'm so serious. It got so bad that the grandkids of the person had to get my attention. Because I saw it happening and nobody was saying anything.
Right.
And then finally, one of the grandkids said, could you tell these people to put their camera phones away? Because Larry lay up there trying to take pictures, talking about some, ooh, look, getting the picture. You really want, what you going to do with that? You posting it?
Yeah.
That's going to be your status?
That's going to be they,
me and Granny, me and Big Ma, that's going to be your status?
Last time with Big Ma.
You know what?
Last time I saw her, but she didn't see me.
I'm telling you, these people went, they went all in at the funeral.
I can't.
I've seen that at the funeral. We've had blues played. Now you can do that at the funeral home. Yeah.
Don't get Lord Jesus.
What?
My mama say she went to a real funeral. I told you that because they was
right.
Playing the blues.
Right. See, that's what I'm saying. So you know, hey, Shiante Bulees, I ain't seen you since, you know, last Friday. I'm sorry, Friday for last.
She come texting me. I know she got on here one of these Mondays.
That was 2 Mondays ago.
Why you remember, though? Oh, my goodness.
I recognize names and faces when
I
pop up.
I just know because I was at work and she kept texting me.
Saying she on.
She was like, I can't get on. How am I supposed to support if I can't get on? I'm like, did you mean to send this to me?
Mm-hmm.
What you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And so then, I don't know how she got on.
Yeah, she was on. That was 2 weeks ago, though.
she said a whole story. That's the truth.
That was 2 weeks ago. It wasn't this Monday. She wasn't on that. Wait, here we go. Gussie say, y'all know it's a black thing. I was at a blues playing funeral. See,
that's
yeah.
the same funeral
see,
my mama
okay,
was in. And they
right.
came back traumatized.
Yeah, see. That's why I don't want no funeral. Everybody know me. I don't want no.
What you want?
No service. I don't want no. I don't want nobody. I want no long. I want no eulogy. I want none of that. Y'all come on. First of all, I want to be cremated. That's my first thing.
Burn them up.
What difference? The Bible say you gonna get a new body when you get to heaven. So what difference do it make?
What you do with this old raggedy?
Once I'm gone from it. Once
you get burned up or ate up.
My soul or spit right. You want me in the dirt with the worms? No, chief. Right. Come on, just look, cremate me.
She didn't say burn me.
Right, create, cremate me.
They creating me.
Right. Right, create me some new sand. Burn me up, and then there'll be arrangements made for somebody, my favorite niece in the whole wide world, because other folk talking about they want to kick my, I got some certain individuals
oh, Lord.
Who shall remain nameless. Say they want to if they see my urn, they gonna punt it. Cause I say I want my urn, I want my stuff taken to Jamaica and then pour it off a cliff. That's what I want.
Okay.
Right. So whoever does that get a free ticket to Jamaica.
I'll put my name down.
No, thank you. No,
so
thank
you. So
you
don't trust me to take you to Jamaica.
I don't even know you like that, homie. Well, my job is taken.
I'm going to go with them, make sure they do the way.
The person that I have scheduled to do it, I know will carry
it
out.
They do it right.
I know they will carry it out. It's the other people that's trying to block what's happening.
I'm so weak.
Yeah, it's the other people trying to block it. That's the problem.
That is so funny.
Yeah. It's
why your makeup?
Because that's my spot, man. That's a wonderful thing. So, you know, but yeah, take me on over there and drop me off.
That's how you sell bandwidth? I never knew that.
How you do what?
She said, and she want a barbecue and play some
right.
Bandwidth.
And that's what I told her. Y'all do the whatever and have a cookout.
So when your knee's gone with the body, they're going to be having
no, they had a cookout first.
And your iron going to be sitting
right,
up.
They sit there and chill, and then she get on a plane and fly on off. Or the iron could be left at wherever, at the crematorium.
I'm so done.
You could be at the crematorium. Y'all just have a big old, you know, 95 by 300 size picture of me and call it a day.
A what?
95 by 300.
That's huge. That's almost
that's
like
the size, bitch. I asked my mama got a picture of me. It looked like it belonged in the funeral home. That's how big it is.
Okay. Okay.
If nobody knew me and they went to my mom's house, they'd be like, oh, did he die?
It looked like it needs to say
like
in memory of.
Right. That's all I did. Put a little post underneath.
In memory of.
Dang. Oh God! Hey, so real quick. So other than you trying to not you know die from drinking water, so dramatic. Die from drinking water. What else been going on? How is everybody down at the church house?
How's
the bishop?
Oh,
I am.
Dana, you're not that old.
How is the bishop and them?
Everybody and them, they are good.
Okay.
They're great.
Everybody good. How is the chillings at the school or whatever it is at the place, you know?
They good. Some of them got little attitudes, but.
Did your school start back yet?
No, because we're partnered with CPS.
Oh,
we had
so y'all
summer
go back and
camp.
Y'all had,
just ended, and so now we wait for them to start school so we can get them again.
Okay, Angela Johnson. Hey, from Hotlanta. What's going on? Oh, that's right. Angela is in Atlanta. God bless. Let me speak to some of these people because y'all will say I didn't speak. I already spoke
you
to Gussie, Shiante, Yolanda King. I see you. Let me see. Mercedes. God bless you.
Mercedes.
Oh, Mercedes?
No, that's how I say Mercedes.
Oh, okay. I just thought I had missed.
I don't know who that is.
Thought I had missed the pronunciation.
Uh-uh, you good.
Oh, okay. All right.
You good.
Oh, God. Y'all come on in. I'm still sending invites out. I'm sorry. I'm over here. I forgot to push these buttons. My phone was acting up on the way in here. But we are good now in the Lord.
Wait a minute. Let's see, Gussie said, I don't do picture funerals. I have to see a body to make sure it's you.
What? What? What do you think? This general hospital is going to come back in 2 seasons?
Let me tell you something.
That's your auntie.
That just made me weak. Hold on.
She need to see the body.
Make sure it's you.
Why? Because they're going to get, because they switch bodies?
You can't even get your words.
Well, you know, some of these funeral homes.
You right.
You done read the stories when you go to the funeral and the body ain't the person you came to see.
Talking about, who this is?
I went to a wrong funeral.
You told me, though, my papa went to a wrong funeral.
But it wasn't at the... You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go to a funeral and just go show up, and then when they give remarks, just get up and that. You know what? That right there, it just hit me.
No, you better not do
that. That would be my opportunity to sing, to bust out in song.
You better not do it.
Why not?
And then you're gonna have your sheet. Don't do that.
I need somebody to go with me, be in the audience, right?
No.
But you don't come in with me, right? You sit on the opposite side, and then I get up when they do the ready make the remarks. And I'm going to bust out a song. There's a leak in this old building. My soul is... I'm going to bust it out. And then I'm just going to get to... I'm going to fall on out. And then whoever the other person that comes from the other side. That way they don't know we together. They won't know it's a whole thingamajig. And then somebody needs to be filming it.
Okay.
Right.
So
we need three people.
You need a whole crew.
I need a crew of people to set this thing off. I think it would be the best thing ever.
Oh, my goodness.
Matter of fact, if you just hit these watch.
Look, where are we going?
Let's see what I'm
saying. No. I forbid you from walking out anymore.
You know what I'm saying? Watch this. You could probably hit
3-4 funerals a day because you just go to the different, you know, the funeral
homes. Just go to the funeral home and
just
drive
up the street and just say they got a funeral. They got that dad's one.
Childish. That ain't right. I don't condone it. Ain't no flash mob at the funeral.
No.
I don't condone it.
Y'all don't let nobody. Y'all just don't let. I just don't. People do not like people to be great. I just don't understand.
I am not trying to stop you from being great. I'm trying to stop you from being out of line. You out of order.
I can't go sing the praises.
You don't know these people?
Okay.
Nah. That's why my grandma, when her brother died, she selected 3 people.
Nah, see, that's what you do.
She was like, dude, will you speak on behalf? I was honored. I was one of the 3. I said, yes.
That's what you do. You got, yeah, because otherwise you get,
She was like,
If I was to have a funeral, that would be explicit instructions. I mean, explicit.
It would be so much that people would be like, let's just burn it.
Right, right. It would be like, really? We're not going to even. First of all, like, are you on the list?
You gonna have a
do not enter right. You are not permitted. You are not permitted list. Not a list of yeah. If you own the list, you ain't getting in.
Oh.
Yeah, that yeah. Name please. I need to see who your name.
So if you're on the list.
Right. Yeah. Cause see, the folk that's on the list, that means you liable to come in and be standing over me lying and can't. No. That was my best friend. No.
I can't.
No.
I'm done.
Mm-mm. All that extra crying and stuff, you know. Mm-mm. No.
Rhonda King said, you just go sample in funeral home. I came to sample this service. See how
right,
you
I just
came
to see how y'all do y'all service.
Mm-mm.
Came to test out y'all microphone system.
I don't like the way y'all set up.
Right, y'all, right.
Y'all the organist. You ever been to the one when the organist all the way in the back?
Actually, he ain't even in the room.
I've
been the one where the organist is sitting, matter of fact, right here at Corbin, at the court, down to the Corbin. At the Corbin over here, their organist, if I'm not mistaken, I think that was either Corbin or A.I. Lee. One of them, their organist is in a room by himself, like, and you see him playing, and the funeral is over there.
Nah.
Huh?
Nah.
I'm for real, though.
Nah, but what about the ones where you could...
See what? See, you finna say something.
Well, you can see the bodies, like the weight. You could just, the drive-through weight.
Oh, yeah, the drive-through. Right, you pull up.
And you,
do they serve food?
No, they don't serve food, but
you can't. Can I get a viewing and a two-piece?
Not.
No.
But what if you get there the wrong time and it's the wrong body?
Right, you don't pull, you don't wait in line in the drive-through and be like, well, I came to see Jill. That ain't Junior.
I'm at the wrong funeral
right,
home.
But
you
can
said
I get,
East 15th. I'm on West 15th.
Right, but can I get a...
Do they
serve the repass at the same time? You get a drive-through repass?
I don't know.
See?
We gotta look into that.
Now that...
You got different menus.
I just thought about something. That's a business thing. You know what? Where's my producer? Look here. We always talk about some business ventures. That's a business venture right there.
Drive-through
funeral and repass.
I'm so done.
You come on soon?
No.
You get a little song okay, so you probably don't remember. You have been to the drive-in? You never been to the drive-in.
Yes, I just went to one a few weeks ago.
Where?
In West Chicago. It's still one out there.
Okay, so you know at the drive you tune into your radio station or do they still have a thing?
You can do either one.
Okay, so... At the drive-in, watch this. Just hit me. At the drive-in funeral service and emporium, you get the drive-in, you tune to the station of your funeral. See?
You know what?
That is. Because it's going to be on the thing, on the website. John so-and-so. Here's your station number.
88.3.
There it is. And as you pull in, as you get live, y'all work with me. As you get in, you can tune in to the station. And it'll already be playing the music, and you'll get a little sermonette, however they decide to do your drive-thru.
Right, right.
And you get a nice little sermonette, and everybody around can get it, and all the way through, you come on through. And at the end, on the way out, you get to get your repass meal. It's already in a little bag and a little paper with your to-go plate. Repass.
I'm not.
Huh?
I'm not.
20 minutes.
The whole field.
That's it. What you say? Huh? Y'all tell me right now.
They
y'all don't want to.
They can't call Gatlin's and see if they got all
that. I'm just just saying.
Nah, so my mama, she be catering, right?
Oh, Lord.
And so one night,
oh, Lord,
they was talking about, she was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to cater me some funerals because there's always people dying. I said, bye, mama.
See?
My daddy's talking about, I got a slogan. We like, nah, daddy, your slogans don't be good. This man said, call us, we're dying to feed you.
See what I'm saying?
No, sir, we
see
not dying,
saying?
They dead.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
So all y'all want to cater.
Just change it and say they dying to feed you. That is.
That,
yeah, I just fixed that?
No.
Huh?
No.
What? Let me talk to the bishop. I have a list. We can go in together.
My daddy is the deacon.
I'm sorry. Well, let me talk to the deacon. Is it Springfield? Let me talk to Deacon Springfield.
I'm done with y'all.
I'm trying to tell you right now, this will be a blessing to some people, the drive-through funeral home and in food emporium.
No. I'm not.
And then when they're having no funerals, you have a full-fledged working restaurant. Drive-through only, though. Soul food, and funeral home emporium. There it is.
That's what it's going to be called.
The funeral home, right. Kang's. Kang's Soul Food and Funeral Home.
Kang's.
Like
King.
Kang's. You can't. What's wrong with your speech? You can't talk? Call down to Kang's Funeral Home and Soul Food Emporium. There it is right there.
No.
Huh?
No. Yeah,
so
I'm coming.
You get your eulogy.
Mm-mm.
And everything. And then, if you want to, if we do it right, if we expand, we can have a crematorium all in the same place. You will view them, we burn them, and feed you at the end. Huh?
Oh,
y'all ain't
my
feeling, y'all
goodness.
Y'all ain't
feeling
what I'm
saying.
You
burn them, feed you.
And then feed you on the way out.
Because you're going to be grieving.
And look, and we'll do it all for the low price of
$49.99.
$49.99. That's the starting price. You know, funerals cost like 8 G's. 8, 9, 10,
right.
$10. I'm going to the starting price at cash.
That's how they get you.
The starting price. At Kang's,
what's the ending price?
Funeral and Soul Food Emporium is $49.99.
What's the ending price?
Well, you know, they're different, you know, depends
packages.
On your level. Packages.
It depends on what you
right,
can.
Right,
because
you could just get the straight drive through where you drive through and then, you know, y'all pick up the body on the other end and take it out to the funeral home. That don't come with no hearse. You know, you just.
What?
You pick him up yourself and take him.
I'm talking about funerals and dead bodies.
I'm just trying to. This is a good bit. Somebody listening going to give me, anybody, any investors.
You got 28 minutes worth of ideas on planning.
Any investors.
You're going to go back and write all this stuff down.
Yeah, it's all recorded. It's there.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to go back and write it.
No, I don't have to. Producer keeps excellent notes.
This was my vision.
Right, she keeps excellent notes. I just could just say it, and it's just right.
I'm so done.
Well, I'm just saying.
She's not coming. Thank you, Auntie. Julie said she's not coming.
Why not?
So the same person that's cooking the food, they prep.
No. We got professionals.
They are praying.
I'm gonna give me an intern that work at somebody's funeral home that know how to do the stuff.
What's up? The cooking or the pizza?
And then, you know, truth be told, all that embalming and all that stuff, if you taking them to Kang, we put them straight through the fire. What you got to embalm them for? What's all that for?
I don't know nothing about that, folks.
Okay, y'all won't let me be great. I understand.
I want you to be great.
But y'all just won't let me be. I'm trying to help the people
out.
You
know what? Go do it, and then I'll come to
now,
the
when
brand.
I, and
okay.
Then when it blow up and y'all see us on the thing, y'all be like, you know what? I could have got in on the ground level.
I'm helping.
And see, it's gonna blow
I'm
up.
Pitching ideas.
You know, it could have been, you know, Kang and them.
And them.
See, y'all could have been a part of them. Could have got in early.
I can't deal.
Y'all.
I can't deal.
That's okay. Y'all, that's okay. That's okay. It's gonna be all right. Y'all can catch up. Y'all can catch up. Anyway, have you seen it? I'm gonna move on real quick. Have you seen the news? Your our president, the Donald J. Trump,
45.
Yeah, him, and these conversations he's having about North Korea. Let me just read Donald Trump's latest tweet this morning, y'all, from North Korea. Now, you know, he got a new chief of staff, right?
Okay.
That's supposed to be kind of calm down all of the foolishness
right.
That's coming out of the White House. Well, obviously, this new chief of staff, don't have control of this Twitter yet thing from the Donald because they can't take his phone from him. That seems to be the real issue.
Right.
They can't take his phone from him. The Donald tweeted this morning. Let me read the tweet. He says, where's the tweet? Where's the tweet? Where's the Donald Trump tweet? Because and this is coming from the president of the United States. I just want to put this out there so y'all can really understand. Let me see. He tweeted this morning. Here it is right here. He says, this is our president, Donald J. Trump. Military solutions are now fully in place, locked and loaded. Should North Korea act unwisely, hopefully Kim Jong-un will find another path. I want to just point out two words.
Wait a minute.
Locked and loaded. What president has... this ain't a movie, first of all.
It has to be a movie.
This ain't, I can't think of the name of doggone movies now. This ain't, I can't think of no Army movie to save my life. This ain't Platoon. Right. This ain't Born on the 4th of July. This ain't Forrest Gump. This ain't none of that. He tweeted, military solution.
That's a real tweet at 4:30 a.m.
This is what I'm saying.
4:29.
Right, y'all sleep.
And he over here locking
up. And your president is out here trying to pump people.
Yeah.
Talking about military solutions are now fully in place, locked and loaded. Should North Korea act unwisely, hopefully Kim Jong-un will find another path. 4:29 a.m. in Washington, D.C., which actually means it was 3:29 for the rest of us because they're an hour ahead of us.
Mm.
Yeah, your president. Yeah.
I'm just. What's
that? Then he said, hold on, I want to give you the other one. And then he retweeted these people. Yeah. And he tweeted Fox. Yeah. It's just, yeah, of course.
Locked and loaded is what the man said. Get your work clothes on. Let me tell y'all something. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, I know we keep messing letting this dude be in there. We all going to be asleep.
I'm going to sleep.
Because this is, you know, and in all out of serious, it's all seriousness. This nuclear war is nothing to be played with.
Nothing.
This ain't dropping bombs and then running away because you the bigger
like ding dong ditch.
Right.
It
this ain't
that.
This ain't. You know, them dropping a bomb in Iraq and then flying back home. You know, and strategically trying to just blow up one building. When you drop a nuclear warhead, you are trying to decimate everything living.
Mm-hmm.
Women, children, dogs, cats, birds, flies.
It don't matter.
Nothing gonna make it but the roaches.
The what?
The roaches. They said it. So some reason they say roaches can survive nuclear or something. I'm so serious though. This is like this dude is crazy.
He really is,
and he's making threats like it ain't no big deal.
Over Facebook, I mean over Twitter, social media.
Right. I mean it's locked and loaded. He says Dana. Wait, Dustin said Dana, you don't have to worry about being cremated. Behind cremated, right? I know that's what she meant. Being though, right?
Typo.
Right.
You ain't got to worry about being cremated. You know
right,
what
she's right,
saying.
Right, right. You don't.
She said, I mean being.
And they're already saying, the dude is crazy already.
Right.
Anytime his granddaddy was crazy, this I'm talking about the one over in North Korea. His granddaddy was president and dictator, he was crazy. His daddy was president and dictator, he was crazy. Now he's president, he's crazy.
You talking about Kim
Jong-un. Right.
Say that fast.
Kim Jong-un. We'll go to the restaurant later on.
No, you better not go in there asking no Kim Jong-un. Mm.
Can I get a large Kim Jong-un?
See. You want the explosive or no?
See, you're going to hell. Going straight to hell. You need to pray for your deliverance right now.
You need to pray
really
for
45. Do. You really do. You really do. But yeah, I'm over that. I am over him like big time. I am so over him right now. I'm like, this makes absolutely no sense. And right, Gussie, he killed his own brother, his uncle.
Kim?
Yeah. In the airport. It was like they got the video footage.
Killed his brother?
Kim killed his daddy's brother, yes. Had somebody come up to him in the airport, some woman came up to him while he was walking, standing or sitting, and sprayed something in his face that later killed him. Yes. assassinated. They got it all on camera.
Mm.
Yeah. He ain't won't leave no room for nothing.
And so,
right.
Five playing with him?
Right. Right. And see, the threat has always been, well, North Korea ain't got nothing that can make it over here. You know, that's always been the threat. They ain't got nothing that could make it all the way over here. Well, supposedly they done been working on something that can now make it over here. They already said they can hit Guam, and then they tested something the other day that can get to Hawaii. And now they talking about, I read on CNN the other day, they got some stuff talking about some, they have the possibility they have a missile that can reach Chicago. Really?
What's Chicago?
How many Chicagos you know?
Where we need to go? Where I need to go? Because
you know that person? No?
Yeah.
Okay, what did him say?
What are the requirements to come sit down with y'all? Ain't none. Bye.
Really? Ain't no. Really? You need to contact my producer.
Amatia.
Is that a person? I mean, a dude?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a dude. Okay, Amatia. Is that African or is that Ugandan or something? You don't know?
I just call Amatia.
Uruguayan? No.
I just call Amatia. Okay. He'll tell you in a second. Okay. Probably typing.
All right. But yes, I'm over. I'm over, dude. I am over. It's just, and y'all need to keep be mindful. So they done told the people in Guam, that's the place that North Korea threatened, that, you know, y'all need to be mindful of what the sirens sound like of the something coming. Right. You need to be mindful of something coming. That's
something's on its way.
Exactly. And it ain't a FedEx package. Amen. Anyway, y'all, there's so much stuff going on. I ain't gonna do that. I see that what was it? It was something else with the teachers. They still trying to figure out, we ain't got no budget. Cause, well, the educational piece of the budget was for Chicago was vetoed by y'all's governor, Rauner, the one y'all let get elected. And when I say y'all, those of y'all who didn't vote back when it was time for Mr. Rauner to be in office. But anyway, they still don't have a budget for that. School starts when? In what, 3 weeks?
Yeah, September 6th.
Oh, Lord. Mm-mm. Yeah. All right. And I know charter schools, some of the charter schools start going back Monday. At least the students go back Monday. Mm-hmm. I know some of the teachers went back already, and majority, and some go back Monday and whatever. Some might already be back.
Aren't they like laying off teachers too?
They did. They laid off 900 CPS workers.
Okay.
Some of them were teachers. Yes. Yeah, some of them were teachers. Yeah.
My God.
Yeah. It's crazy. Anyway, y'all, it is Praise Break Friday. It's Praise Break Friday, and we're going to move it up. We're going to keep it going. But we got this really, really good article. It's good, y'all. I promise y'all it's good. The disciplines, I was going to say it again, the disciplines that can help worship leaders be spirit-filled. There have been some place and the worship leader just didn't have
no oil.
Like the right. They were just ashy. Up there just ashy.
The lamp ran dry.
Just nothing.
Unfortunately, I have.
Yeah. How do you get through that? Do you have to move into your own worship?
Sometimes I have to close my eyes and just get in.
Yeah.
Because
I can't follow behind you.
Standing there, cool, do you, but I'm going to do me right here. I'm going to tap in right
how
here.
Do you think that's something that should be addressed? Like if it becomes a pattern, because there are days that you might not have it, but I think
been in the church, I don't know if this is you on the regular.
Right.
But
this is your experience.
But I've seen people
on the regular.
No, I have seen people that others have hyped up. So when I actually worshiped with them, so to speak, I was like, oh, okay.
You didn't see what they saw.
Yeah, like I mean, your sole purpose is to direct me back to God, but I'm looking at you, pull me back to you. I'm confused as what other people are saying.
Well, you know, I wear these tight pants when I'm ushering, focus in on me. You know, that skirt is way up here, so you can focus in on her.
I'm not going to play with you.
You know, but I mean, we know you want to wear the sanctified down to the ankles when you minister it. Is sanctified sundress if your shoulders is covered, right? If your
A sanctified sundress.
If you got on one of them, like that little.
The shrug.
Right.
The shrug.
To cover up the.
Sanctify anything.
Right. See what I'm saying?
Won't catch me with my work undone.
I'm just saying. You know, y'all.
My clothes either.
Right. You're sanctified. You know, you're sanctified. That hit the ankle.
I'm just saying.
Holiness. Holiness starts below the knee.
That needs to be your new slogan.
That's probably what they got in some of these churches.
Holiness.
If I ever become a pastor, I'm gonna put that at the front of the choir stand when you walk in.
You know what?
At the door, and where the choir rose is hanging. Holiness begins below the knee. There it is,
I'm
right
so
there.
Done. Oh, you ain't holy.
Anything above the knee ain't holy.
I'm not. You play for days.
Sanctification is ankle length. Come on now. Holiness begins at the knee, but sanctified. Hey, God, it's down. Down by the ankle. Down here. There it is.
Reach on down there and pull
it. If you
were
sanctified and holy, you wouldn't have to worry about no lotion. Because you ought to be covered. I'm sorry. See, I'm just... Well, you heard what Juanita Bynum said in that video, right?
I'm gonna play with you.
Huh? Up there with your legs all shiny. That ain't holy.
What she say? Them strappy shoes.
And them strappy shoes. What the shoes got to do with it? And if you ain't got what they call a heel, and kitten heels is sanctified.
Are they?
Huh?
I can't do no kitten.
The kitten heel. You know, the one, the two ain't.
I can't stand them.
The mother's board heel.
Nah, my mother's wore some taller heels than that.
The mother's board heel, you know that one, you know, that just slightly elevates the heel off the.
They got to stand all day.
I want to put this out there right now. God ain't in flats. I'm gonna put that out there right now. God ain't in flats. He ain't in sandals. He ain't in that. He has elevated us to a new level, huh?
Yeah, what?
Huh? Elevated. Elevate. Hey.
You tried it,
huh?
What? Yes.
Huh? See what I'm saying? Get you a t-shirt. We're going to get you a t-shirt. You'll wear it. You know you'll wear it.
Which one?
The holiness begins at the knee.
Yes.
We need to get some t-shirts.
I will wear it.
Tanya, we need to get some t-shirts. I need to see some TTLO t-shirts. We're going to get t-shirts with all our slogans on it.
Listen, I'm going to be with you.
Huh? Holiness. God
ain't in flat.
He ain't. They know it.
Who know it?
Everybody know it. Walking around with them flat ballet shoes on, and you know, on a Sunday.
You through with us?
Huh?
Gussie, she threw with us.
What? Gussie being there wearing flat.
Nah, Gussie was.
I'm just saying. Them kidney, goodbye. You know, the kidney heel is sanctified. You know, if you got if your heel is 3 inches or whatever, now you're messing around with Jezebel in there.
Wait a minute.
If you're coming in there with a 4-inch heel, we got to take it down to the altar.
Hold on.
Huh? We need to get the oil out.
How you gonna say God ain't in flats, but He in the it's sanctification the kidney?
He's in the
mind this spirit of in him up in here.
I'm just trying to
go get him back to them babies.
Huh? Them right, them Easter shoes. That is right.
Yes.
The resurrection Sunday. It's oil in there.
I'm just telling you, my baby crazy husband that
leather.
Big.
Pat
I say shout check.
And they gotta be patent leather.
She's shouting them too.
See that is.
With one strap across the foot.
That is.
Mary and Jane.
Come on, somebody. That is.
Kitten heels are a mess.
It's anointed. You said Mary right there. There it is.
I'm just not going to play with
the two Marys. Look, I know three Marys. The two in the Bible and my godmama. All of them are sanctified and holy and wears a heel.
The shred ministry is a real ministry. It protects all of the side boob. It's a real ministry. It's cover, huh?
It protects the flag, too, from flying.
Yes.
Up under the shrug. Is that what it's called?
The
shrug?
Shrug ministry. We just made a new ministry. We're putting that on the T-shirt. Where's my shrug?
Would it be proper? Would it be proper for the, you know, I guess back in the day, the women in the church, if somebody came in with a short skirt on and you went up and threw the little, your cloth over their legs because their skirt was too short, Would it be proper for somebody in the church to just, for the church to just invest in some shrubs?
And just start throwing shrubs.
And when people come in on Sunday, because y'all church ain't got no air, and they done wore their sundress with their arms and stuff
out,
and all their back and stuff out, to have shrubs available.
Well, then what we got? So then you move into
what?
With one size fit most. Like, you don't.
Ain't they stretchy? Can they got some stretchy shrubs?
The stretch will stop at some point. The stretch gonna stop. You just get the, what you call it?
You buy the three, all of them stretch, right? You get the small, you get the medium, the large. You get the medium, the large, and the super plus.
The what?
Encore. That's what they call it at.
What?
You know, at Nordstrom's, they don't have a what do they call the plus size women's section?
You know what that bothers me.
It's called Encore.
That means do it again, come again.
It's called Encore, and then the little bitty people is called petite.
Nah.
Encore petite.
I get real life attitude. It's off topic. I get real life attitude. I'm plus size. Where's my section? When I go in the store and they be trying
to. So you
want to
go to the.
Yes, I worked hard. This ain't happened overnight. I didn't just wake up this way. What do you mean? I won the size 6 yesterday. I've been here. Been here for years. I ain't new to this. I'm true to this. I walk into the store and they want to be all cute. Talking about women's section, and then they got us a 0X. X is back where they belong.
I'm just trying.
Let me see my 2X's go across here. Talking about you a 2. No, I am not. I ain't never been a 2. Put a 0 behind that. Come on. Plus size means extra anointing. I'm just saying.
But it does require more oil.
Stop. Y'all be trying to convince people that they not what they are.
I'm just saying. I'm just trying to agree.
If you
agree,
plus size, you're plus size.
I was
size.
Trying to agree with La Cherie.
Embrace all of
La Cherie Knox says that plus size means an extra anointing.
Yeah, Target got that 1, 2. Like, it was like it was a shirt that
mm-hmm.
I wanted. I'm
mm-hmm.
like, well, this is really cute.
Uh-huh.
And I could fit it,
uh-huh.
but when you look at the tag in Target, it says I'm a 0. A lie. There's some numbers missing in front of the 0.
Well, that's because it started over.
Encore. Nah, bro.
You go, you know, 2, 4, 6, 8. 0, and
nah,
then 2,
nah.
4, then you get
nah,
and
nah.
then you get 0, 2.
Nah.
0, 4.
Nah.
0, 6.
It didn't start over. They was trying to be nice. I don't need you to be nice. Be real. I'm plus in size.
I'm just trying
shirt.
To, I think, you know, I think that's, y'all don't, you're not a fan of.
No. Tell me what size I am. Don't give me these European numbers.
No, you don't want the European numbers. The European numbers is large.
I said don't give me
oh.
European numbers. I'm talking about U.S. size 42 in shoes. How, Sway?
Them
you going on a rant.
Them European numbers had you like second guessing yourself. Like, what? Wait a minute, huh?
Them European numbers will make you suicidal. Like, I didn't know I was there. Why did nobody tell me? Like, come on, you ain't got a friend. You don't have a friend in the world.
No, you don't need
you
know if you wear a European if the European thing say you are 58, you got all the friends you need. They with you all the time.
You know what?
Huh?
You out of line.
They walk with you. Walk with me.
Nah.
Walk with me.
Okay, I'm done with this.
I'm just saying.
I'm back.
Okay, you felt some kind of way about it.
Yeah, I'll be offended.
Well, I mean, you know.
I say I'm going to write a letter.
Well, see, for men, it's just big and tall. You want a big and tall? Now, how would you feel about that?
That's hilarious.
You know what I'm saying? Think about that from a woman's standpoint.
Women that need to go
if they got big and tall for men, and for women, they got, you know, short and wide. Then what? Now, what if the section said that? Then what?
I'll be right there. This is my section.
Come on over to the short and wide and short section,
yes.
Man. Right. Right, humongous section over
no,
here.
I'm just saying. Then
they y'all be offended.
Nah, but then they got petty with they. Okay, so they have to stop doing the one size fit all because everybody couldn't fit it. Now they got the one size fit most. I said, you know what? I don't see no salvation.
That means most of you can fit in it.
the rest of y'all need to go.
Most of you.
Most.
Like when you tried it on, most of you got in there.
I'm not.
All of it didn't, but.
Most of you did.
Right. Most of you did. The majority of your arm is in there.
I need full coverage. Full. Cover me.
Oh, God. I'm done. I'm so done. Oh, wide and short.
Well,
big and tall.
That's on y'all. Y'all didn't write enough letters.
We don't care.
We do.
My mentor was recovering from hip replacement surgery. He couldn't drive, so I was driving him around. And so we went to the men's warehouse? Yeah, the men's warehouse. Or the big and tall. No, it was the big and tall store. And the guy who was helping him get his clothes, dude was all of about 6'10 and all of about 335. I mean, just like big and tall. You know, so I mean, you know, but we don't be offended. You, okay. All right.
Were you trying to preach to me?
I was just trying to help somebody. Come on, full coverage. That's right, Geico. Come on, somebody. Anyway, we got this really good article, y'all. It's the article simply entitled "The Disciplines."
Oh,
that's what it said. The disciplines that can help. There it is. I'm gonna get it back one more time. The disciplines that can help worship leaders be spirit-filled. That's going to be our conversation.
Ooh, Jesus.
When we come back, y'all are welcome to join in. If you want to join in, if you got an issue with the plus side, if you got an issue with the president, you got an issue with what else are we talking about? If you want to invest in Kang's funeral home. Kang's right now because I ain't had nobody say they wanted to help. Kang's funeral home and soul food emporium and crematorium. You are welcome to comment and chime on in. I mean, we here for you. We're here for you. In your time of bereavement and hunger, we are here for you. God bless y'all. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump right into today's conversation. Be right back, y'all. TTLO.
You know what? That's just what I figured. If you can't get happy about your testimony, nobody else can. But some of you been at death's door. Some of you, God paid your bills. Some of you, God healed your body. Some of you, the Lord changed your mind. Some of you, God made a way out of no way. Shake somebody's hand and say, neighbor, he's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. Now give God a shabbat in this house. Hey! Woo! When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. As a matter of fact, I feel the Holy Ghost now because of your praise. God said, I just turned it around for you. And I know it's tight where you are, but if you believe God's going to turn it around, get up out of your seat and turn around one time and say, God has already fixed it. God has already turned it around. Woo!
Yeah. That was good right there. I'm gonna get my voice like that. I'm gonna get it together. I'm gonna get there. I'm gonna work on it. I'm gonna just be hoarse.
I try. Leave me alone.
I don't wanna be a hoarse for just no reason, so I can just get what I feel.
You sound constipated.
I know, but I can't get the. I got to work on it. I'm gonna get it. I need to get ready so I can be ready for the next time I preach, so I can just have it in my down in there, so I can just, because you got to have it where you can just pull it. That's what I said.
No, that sounds like that.
You ain't never seen. You ain't never heard.
Nah.
Seriously, when the preacher getting it good. And it'd be other preachers, see.
When they say, pull it,
they're like, pull it, Robert!
I'm like, pull my finger. I ain't never heard no preacher tell another.
You are too. You too. You're literally due today.
Pull my finger.
Really?
My finger.
Really?
Why, I ain't never heard of pulling, rather. What is he pulling?
You know,
hernia? What is he pulling?
I don't know.
Straining and stuff. Like, what you pulling?
Can I get Elliot T. Ivey on here for a minute? Where is Elliot T. Ivey?
You are not a real preacher if you are not horse. I stay
you
horse.
Know what I'm saying?
I stay horse, but I don't squall.
You don't squall?
I can't squall. My grandma said I squalled once, and I still don't believe her.
I'm gonna get mine. I promise you, I'm gonna get mine. The Lord gonna release it out. And go one day. He just gonna release that thing, and I'm gonna say, come on out. It's just gonna come on out.
Wait. And I'm gonna be up and be like, pull it, Gregory.
Right, pull it.
So then what do you mean? Like that.
You gotta say Reverend. REVU-UN.
No.
Reverend. Pull it, Reverend. Mike, like Michael Henderson, he can just pull it. He just.
I'm so.
It was a video of him preaching the other day. I need to download the audio so I can play it for the people on Facebook. Because
uh-huh.
He's down in South Carolina preaching revival for the
okay.
last 2 weeks.
Come on.
And he was gone. I was like, see. Cause see, people don't know him on here being crazy. They don't.
Right, right.
They ain't never. Yeah, he goes
oh, he
all
got
the way.
It, he got it.
Oh, he goes all the way, all the way. I was watching Prophet Cornelius Williams last night. His Bible study. He tried to pull it too for a minute.
Did
he,
you say pull it? Pull
it. Preach. Talk good, sir. Talk
That's
good.
All
That's
get
enough.
Out.
Talk good, huh? That's all I can get out. Talk good now. You have to encourage the preacher and the folk when they in. You might as well stay.
You do.
You got to.
They said the glory lies in the horse.
See what I'm saying? See? These folk know.
Go on and pull that thing way down from in your shundo.
The glory is when you can just do it. See, I can't right now. I'm And if
I'm
right.
Like, it's
and,
gonna come.
Look, I think you got to practice. These folk been practicing this since they was children. See, I didn't play preaching when I was a kid. I didn't play with the Lord. I didn't, you know. But these folks was like baby preachers and stuff. I wanted to be an insurance man. I wasn't trying to preach.
You trying to be the insurance? The black suit.
Right, the insurance man with the papers and come to the door and collect your $9.75 premium for your barrel. What?
You.
I'm just saying.
Oh, Jesus.
You got the man. What I think.
The discipline.
No, I'm going to get it. I'm going to work on it. That's why I need me. Is there any available keyboard players on Monday, Wednesdays? Actually, if we just can come on Fridays between the hours of 12 p.m.
Why?
I need them right here. I need that chord being played in the background while I'm speaking. You know, that just that chord that they just be playing while the people talking. I need that.
Mm-mm.
You must have no help at all.
I'm trying to help.
Where's my producer will play me a chord. Just could you find me
an MP3
of a chord that just can play in the background while I'm talking and I'm ministering to the peoples.
But what you're going to have to do is have your musician.
Right.
Do it along in your key.
But he will if he's here. That's what I'm saying. He'd
but
be
if
right
he's
here.
Not here.
But if he do it enough, we can record it. Then I can just have a track.
Yes.
There it is. See you. Y'all don't want me to be great.
I just said get you.
Y'all want me to be great. We're going to move on to the article.
I'm trying to help you.
You ain't trying to help nobody.
I am.
Don't help me. Help the bear. The discipline. That can help.
Now you got an altitude.
Worship
okay.
needs to be right. My altitude is here.
You got an altitude.
Right. See, Those of y'all wearing them heels, your altitude is low.
Oh, my God.
The disciplines that can help worship leaders be spirit-filled. The writer says this. He used Ephesians 5:18 as his example. He says, being filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. That's Ephesians 5:18b and 19. The writer says this. You can go ahead and get that part. Thank you.
Successful but unspiritual.
Uh-oh.
Samson was born a leader. The Lord blessed him and filled him with the Holy Spirit. Judges 13, 24 to 25, mm-hmm. 14 and 6, 15 and 14. Uh-huh. I needed them to know the word.
Okay, go ahead.
As Israel's appointed judge, he fought their battles and defeated their enemies with immense matchless strength. He was the quintessential picture of power and successful among God's people during a very dark time.
Mm-hmm.
But as we all know, the story takes a tragic turn. Samson shared the truth about his strength with the infamous Delilah. Delilah. Had hired to seduce him and find out his secrets. Consequently, she exploited Samson's secret, and thus the Philistines came for him, and he did not know that the Lord had left him.
Mm.
And the Philistines seized him and gouged out his eyes and bound him.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit of God left Samson, and he didn't even know it. His overconfident, presumptuous sense of success desensitized him to God's absence. Worship leader, if the Spirit were to leave your ministry today, would you even notice?
That's a sermon.
Would his absence make a difference in the way you sing, plan, manage your time, relate with your team, etc.?
Mm-hmm.
Many worship leaders today maintain an appearance of success, but their lives are void of spiritual power. Sure, we might make great music. We may execute our set list each week with seamless precision. We might have excellent production value, but without the Holy Spirit's power, it's all smoke and mirrors. Apart from him, there is no success, only pretense and illusion. Therefore, we must learn to lead by the power of the Spirit, or like Samson in Philistine, custody will be blinded and bound by the deceitfulness of sin.
Wow. That's a sermon.
You gonna preach that?
I just got that thing.
That's preachable.
That's greasy there. A lot of oil on that. He did not know that the Lord had left him. And then he says the Spirit of God left Samson and he didn't even know it. His overconfident, presumptuous sense of success desensitized. We talked about this before. Me and Parks been fired, and you still sitting in the seat.
Yep.
Fired and still pastoring. Oh my God.
Oh my
God.
But like, no, seriously, I have literally like one of them times.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I was sat there and I watched a worship leader. She was just going, and I was like, oh my goodness. This is what I said to my cousin. I said she was trying to usher us into a presence where she's not even welcome.
Oh my God. Wow. You trying to take me somewhere you ain't even at.
You not even welcome.
You trying to give me directions and you lost. I'm over here where the Lord is. Well, actually, he over here. Where you at?
But then he says successful but unspiritual. But what is the success in if it says that apart from God, we're not successful at all?
Right.
So you completed the set list or you got a bump out. Or, you went viral. You went viral.
Yeah, I shouted.
But in reality, you ain't got no power.
I got mine.
You don't have no power whatsoever.
But that's unfortunately that's a lot of what we're getting right now in worship. You have a lot of people who are content with if y'all hit all the right notes and y'all play this the right way, we'll make them go in. And making them go in should not be your goal.
Exactly.
Making folks shout, you know, we black.
We gonna
pat our foot regardless. Somebody gonna sit there, even if they don't like you. Trust me, they patting their foot to the beat of that song. Because it's in our nature. It's in our nature. It's who we are. The music and rhythm is a part of who we are. But your goal is never to get people to shout. Your goal is to help people, usher people up into the presence of God.
Because
you cannot usher the presence of God to us. We usher ourselves up to him.
Yes.
You can't. This is good. I like that part. That thing messed me up. That's a sermon.
That is. That's good. And the one part that really stands out, worship leader, if the Spirit were to leave your ministry today, would you even notice?
Mm.
That right there is all about self-evaluation. Ain't nobody criticizing. Ain't nobody judging. I'm not sitting here talking about you did this right. You did. Nah. You know what your life looked like. If he left you today, would you even know this, or has he already left and you ain't even know this?
I'm gonna take it a step further. Church. If the spirit were to leave your church today, would you even notice it? No, because the light's still on. The gas bill's still being paid. The doors are still open. Ain't God good? Huh? Ain't he good? The lights are still on. We ain't never had no big old red letters on the door. So, huh?
But that don't mean the spirit is there.
Huh?
Pastor Dion White,
mm-hmm.
he preached a sermon. My mom does 100 Women and Men in Black every year. He's mm-hmm. been a speaker for I don't know how many years. One of the sermons I'll never forget, he said, it was entitled, I got the building, mm-hmm. but I lost the church.
My God.
I still have the building.
My God.
And that messed me up to this day.
God.
I was a teenager.
I got the building.
But I lost the church.
But I lost the church.
And that's what you're talking about. The light's still on.
Ooh,
the door's still open.
I said that. I preached that. I used that in one of my sermons one time. I said, just because you can come in the building and turn on the lights don't mean your church still have power.
Mm.
My God. Ooh, look, just because you got...
You still collecting offering on
I
that sermon?
I got the building, but I lost the church.
Pastor Dion White, he preached that thing.
Ooh, that's
and
good.
I gotta go find
Ooh.
My notes because I believe he came from somewhere in the Book of Revelation.
Right, you got to send me that.
Don't nobody preach from that book.
That's heavy. I got the building,
but
I lost the church. Ooh, that's there's some stank on that there. My God, that's me. My God, let's go. The writer says this. He says, "Be filled with the Spirit."
Jesus.
In Ephesians 5:18-19, Paul instructs the saints in Ephesus to be continually filled with the Spirit. He associates this ongoing spiritual fullness with a heartfelt, joyful outpouring of song. Within the context of Ephesians 5, this kind of spirit-filled song worship is contrasted with sin and immorality, drunkenness, crude speech, sexual sin, covetousness, and the like. See 5:1-18. The writer says, this means that people who sing fervently ought to be people whose lives are characterized by a gospel-motivated commitment to holiness.
Jesus.
Their passion is the overflow of their pursuit. So if you want to be spirit-filled worship leader, seek holiness with reckless, grace-fueled abandon. He says, at its core, this pursuit is a matter of confidence, meaning that if your confidence is in anything but the grace and power of Christ, you are guaranteed to find sin festering and wreaking havoc in your life and ministry. Thus, in order for sin to be killed and holiness to thrive, we must put our whole confidence in Jesus and in his provision for us in the outpouring of his Spirit. After all, to pursue holiness is to pursue Jesus himself and to be confident in him alone. Apart from this, there is no such thing as ministry success in God's economy.
My God. So that totally destroys the people that say the gift comes without repentance. Yeah, that just totally destroyed that.
Because we tear that, we take that out of context.
That just totally destroyed all those
yeah.
that so uneducatedly
yeah.
use that scripture.
We take that one so out of context because we'll use that to almost excuse people.
Come on, you preaching, Nathan.
We use that to give people a pardon.
I can still do what I'm
come
doing,
on,
but
come
I
on.
Still he won the game. He just gives a gift. Come without.
Now. Let me give you a little bit more context. That doesn't mean that the gifts can't still be used.
Yeah.
But what it means is the person offering. Okay, the person offering he doesn't have the same power behind it. Now it's just all him.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all her singing. It's just all him singing. It's just all him preaching. It's just all her preaching. It's there is no oil in it. So now I'm just doing what I've trained myself to do, not what God has given me to do. So it's just like riding a bike. Watch this. They say once you learn how to ride a bike, you really don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
So once you get on the thing, memory kicks in.
Wow.
It's not that you've been practicing. It's not that you've been living the life of a bike rider. It's just that muscle memory kicks in and say, this is what I do when I feel myself losing balance.
This is what
I do when I feel myself going too fast. My body will tell me what to do. But see, when you're living a life of holiness, you don't need muscle memory. Come on, somebody. When you live in a life of holiness, I don't need you to clap. If y'all don't clap, if y'all don't stand up, I'm going to do this because I recognize that it was God that let me stand up here. Ooh, I feel that.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Let's,
yeah.
Let's come on back. Come on back. Yeah, but yeah, you. Ooh, that's good. That's real good. That's real. That thing right there, man. He says, at its core, the pursuit of this matter is confidence, meaning that if your confidence is in anything but the grace. See, some folks stand up there and say, I know I can get this. I know I'll make them shout on this. I can shout them when I get to this part. I can. Oh, I'm going to shout them when I play this key. Or when I hit that chord. Because here's the deal. If you got all the confidence, then what is God doing?
What's his job? What's his role?
Well, what is God doing?
The Holy Ghost, when you going to take over?
Right. When does the Lord show up if you're doing all the work? It's kind of like I think about this quite often. When you go back to the book of Isaiah, when Isaiah was describing what Satan was doing in heaven, and you know, as that's where you get the description of Satan being the quote unquote minister. That's where you get Satan being the minister of music story from. Mm-hmm. And Satan got to the place where it was no longer about God. He wanted, if you want to take it in this context, he wanted his microphone turned up.
Mm.
So he took it away from the corporate worship, and he wanted it to be all about him.
Yeah.
He wanted it to be, so, you know, when you turn my mic up, they can't hear me. Let me stand out front. They can't see me.
Right.
So now it's not about God. It's about what I can do. Because, see, every time I sing, they shout. When I
like
preach,
to see me do it.
When I preach.
Humble yourself.
They join church.
Humble yourself.
Come on now. When I preach. So what you're saying is, when anybody else preach, God can't use them to bring the folk. Only when you preach. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Who was getting saved before you started preaching?
My God.
Who was getting delivered before you started singing?
You ask a better question. Who was preaching when you got saved?
My God.
Because you would. I ain't even tell that lie. Let's keep going. My God. That was number. Come on. Do the next one.
Ordinary discipline.
Uh-huh.
Extraordinary holiness.
Uh-oh.
Therefore, we must create space in our lives for the practices that the Holy Spirit uses to instill within us a greater confidence in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Practically speaking, the path of confidence in Jesus is littered with trusted disciplines, which have been used throughout history to saturate lives with the gospel of life-transforming grace.
Mm-hmm.
These disciplines are nothing new, but when observed faithfully, they serve as means of gospel formation by which we receive more of and from the Holy Spirit. The first one was a personal, well-rounded devotion to the word and to prayer. These are the chief of all disciplines, especially for leaders in the church.
Yeah.
You're posting it for the people.
Yeah.
They can go through read
yeah,
these
yeah.
scriptures.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. My God. My. Ordinary disciplines, extraordinary holiness. Woo. Now, did you? Yes.
Oh,
which ones did you do? Why'd you stop? What's going on?
I scrolled. My bad. The development of relationships with godly people who can commit to speaking the truth to you in love by partnering with you in prayer, identifying areas of sin and weakness
uh-huh.
in your life, and helping you progress in holiness. The practice of observing a Sabbath or at regular intervals, probably at least one day a week.
Uh-huh.
Reading solid gospel-centered theological astute books that equip you to grow personally.
Pause right there, because I'm glad that's in here. Reading solid gospel-centered theologically astute books that equip you to grow. That means books other than the Bible. Because you got some folk who, I don't want to be taught from no book.
Wow.
I heard that said one time, we people do Bible studies, and you know, there's a lot of great material that's out there
right.
from people who are in your situations who can help you grow, and they've made comments, oh, I ain't coming to Bible study. He's teaching out of a book.
Wow.
I want to be taught out the Bible.
Wow.
You do know the Bible is a whole book of books.
Right.
It's a library, a living, breathing library
right.
full of books.
That's right.
But you don't want to. I don't want to be taught. I want to be taught straight from the Bible. I don't want you to be giving me no book that somebody done wrote. This is somebody that God has used to give us more perspective on what the Bible already says. But see, you
and
want,
you're not using it in place of
come
the Bible.
Come on. Come on now. It is an addition to.
It furthermore validates
come
what the
on.
Bible is telling
That's
you.
It. And no, the Bible don't need
validation.
Because see, there's somebody that run with that.
Oh, it need to be. No.
That girl on that show said the Bible needs to be validated. I heard her say it. I don't even know why he got her on there.
Talking about the Bible ain't valid.
That's what somebody.
Nah, because you can take some earthly documents.
Come on now.
And support some spiritual things and some things that happened in the Bible, so you know it's not a fairy tale.
Come on now.
Now I went to school and I sat there and I got A's in my classes and we had Bible classes at my school and we had worldly textbooks as well and
mm-hmm.
we compared the two and we used some of the worldly content to support some of the same things that happened in the Bible while people talking about it was fairy tales. I didn't watch atheists get converted sitting in the classroom.
Wow. That's good. The writer says, meditate upon and preach the gospel to yourself constantly. Worship God alongside the members of your congregation. This may seem obvious for worship leaders, but the significance of this practice as a spiritual discipline can be easily overlooked, especially by us. Let me really focus on that. Muslims, when they come into the temple for prayer, or their mosque rather for prayer,
mm-hmm.
I remember when my former pastor here, him and I were in school at the same time, and he wanted me to drive him. He had to go to a – he picked a mosque to go to, so it was downtown in the Loop. So I was like, I'll drive, no problem. So I drove, and I was like, I'll go to the class because I'm going to need this information for my own class when the time comes up, because you had to do a different study on different religions.
Okay.
So we went to – I had to do a – we went to – he chose a Buddhist temple, a mosque, and something else. And I did the Buddhist temple, the Muslim mosque, and then also went to a Jewish – and did the Jewish deal. Instead of the study of Judaism. But we went to the mosque, and one of the most amazing things I saw about them at the mosque was, you've been down, we walked through our sanctuary downstairs,
right.
So you saw how big
right.
that place is. So if it's 70 people down there, they can be scattered easily.
Mm-hmm.
Three over here, seven over there, six, five, one, two, three, four, eight, seven, and it's scattered.
Right.
And you can still have empty seats. If you're just talking about those middle rows, it still would be empty seats.
Right.
Because you can be there scattered for worship service on Sunday. At this temple for prayer, the Muslims, they come in. Now, when you sit down, they have every mosque is pretty much the interiors are set up the same. There's a rug that has lines already drawn into it, or it's the design of the rug that allows you to kneel and to face east.
Okay.
So you really pretty much just get up, get behind the line, and it's already got you facing east. So, for instance, if there was a rug in here, we'd be facing that way, and that's where we'd be facing, right? So when they come in, so you already in the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you praying. And then I come in. Now, if it's a Baptist church, I'm going to sit where I want to sit. I'm going to sit way over here because I don't know her.
Right.
I'm going to sit over here. At the mosque, you come in, you take your shoes off, they come in, and they get just like this. Shoulder to shoulder
wow.
in worship. Shoulder to shoulder in worship. That's why I love that scripture where he just said, worship God alongside members of your congregation. He says, but the significance of this practice as a spiritual discipline can be easily overlooked, especially by us. We get caught up in, well, I say, I got to sit over here, and I got to sit. You know what? We're so disconnected because we won't even sit next to the folk who claim to be worshiping the same God as us.
Wow.
But here are some folk who, you know, we walk the same path with them until they get to this whole no Jesus deal. You know, we do. We go to the, but they come and they kneel down facing east, and they're arm in arm. They are touching shoulders because they believe the spirit flows.
Yeah.
So they don't want no disconnect. And what's so amazing is while we were at this mosque, white Muslims, black Muslims, Korean, Asian, Hispanic, didn't matter, blue-eyed, blonde, all came in same way. They knelt down mm-hmm. together. No division whatsoever. One come in dressed like me. Other one come in pants sagging. Other one come in got on a jogging suit. Other one come in, he just got off his delivery bike, you know, with the tight spandex on. Didn't matter.
Right.
They came, they knelt, they prayed, they got up, they put their shoes on. After the prayer time was over, they got up, they hugged whoever that and walked and went on back about their life. We come to church on Sunday and sit in the same room with folk and won't can't even have the decency to give a Christian hello. Come on.
Hello.
A godly hello.
How you doing?
Let me leave that
in alone. The same room, yeah. We won't speak.
Oh my God. Oh Lord.
Disconnected.
It is. But you want God to prosper you. Okay. Then the writer says, lead your family before you lead others. Oh my God. He says, lead your family before you lead others. Too many worship leaders are far more comfortable leading song worship in the sanctuary on Sunday morning than they are in their living room on Monday night. Wow.
They don't have family devotions no more. They don't educate children.
I don't even think
home.
People know what that is anymore.
Family devotion.
Family devotion. I don't even know people know what that is.
Yeah,
family
that
meditation,
happen.
Family time. That we have one of our candidates. We just started viewing our pastoral candidates started
mm-hmm.
last week. Reverend Johnny Miller from Mount Vernon, Johnny Miller II, and. What's going on, Prophet Williams? He says he was teaching and he was talking about he had everybody write down how much time you spend commuting, how much time you spend socializing, how much time you spend watching TV, how much time you spend doing all this other stuff, and then how much time do you spend in meditation?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, don't tell me what you wrote. This is for you so you know.
Right.
So you can make adjustments. Because how much time do you actually spend? If you're single, how much time do you spend? That's one thing. But if you're in the house with folk, how much time do you all spend in?
You should spend more time when you're single. You ain't gonna.
But I'm just saying.
But even in your
right.
house,
yeah.
I had a shirt that said 1/168, and these make people stop me like, "What does your shirt mean?" And it was simple. There are 168. There are 168 hours in a week.
Mm.
And there's a study that shows only an average Christian spends only 1 hour.
Wow, out of 168. Outside
of church.
Wow.
With God.
Wow.
So my shirt literally said 1/168. Make you look at it.
Wow.
An average Christian spends 1 hour outside of church along with God.
Wow.
If that.
That's, oof. And they wonder.
Crunch those numbers for you number crunchers.
My. The writer concluded with this. He says, dear worship leader, do not underestimate the power of these ordinary spiritual disciplines for your everyday life. You and I are responsible to instruct and admonish the church to sing well, but effective gospel-powered leadership begins with what the Lord is doing in us. Therefore, we must be faithful in observing the ordinary means of grace that God uses to work out the extraordinary miracle of spirit brimming, Christ's confident holiness in us.
My God. I like this article.
Yeah, this was good. This is good, man. I'm gonna make sure I post the rest of this for y'all. This was good, man. This was good. Real quick, let me get the rest of the article in here for y'all real quick. Hold on. Let me grab that. Got the, and all the points and the scriptorums are attached. Because, you know, they be talking about, he ain't getting no scripture. Preacher got up there. He got there and did the Joel Osteen. Didn't even give us no scripture, you know. Joel.
I would sleep.
This is my Bible. This is my Bible. Oh, sorry. Anyway, real quick, to all of the winners of Light Fest, all of y'all who won tickets, all of y'all who I will see on Sunday, remember, go to the River's Edge website. When you get there, you can go there. You can see all the rules for the park. It's like Ravinia. You got to bring your own lawn chair, right? Got to bring your stuff. If you're bringing a cooler with water and pop, if you bring in a cooler, it's got to be the folding kind, the little plastic, you know, the one that, yeah, like the lunch bag, but it's the big one, because it needs to be able to fit underneath your seat. No hard coolers are allowed at River's Edge Park. Just want y'all to know this up front. They at the door.
Go read the rules.
Read the rules. Go to that thing. Now, all of y'all that won, let me talk to y'all real quick. All of your tickets are at will call. Everybody's name has been left at will call that won tickets. Now, look, if you go try to send somebody else, it's going to be a problem. So if you won, your name John Smith. John Smith need to show up with ID.
John?
You can't say I'm John's daughter. No, see,
John
I can't go. So for those of you who won, I'm going to email all y'all at the end of the show. I said I'm going to email y'all information, but you need to go there. That's it. President Cornelius Williams, and then we're going to have Sister pray out. He, last night, that man was in the middle of preaching last night. I promise you. You need to go back and find the video, right?
Okay.
And fast forward to about, till it's like 20 minutes left, because you can see my comments. So you start seeing my comments. I don't know what his musician was playing, but he was in the middle of prophesying to the people. And he said, and then I want to tell you right now, what are you playing?
Set the house in order.
I was done. Everything in me wanted to get in my car and drive to World Dominion. What's the name of it? World Dominion. Oh, I didn't tell the man's name.
Oh, my goodness.
I wanted to get in my car and take the drive just so I could come over there and slap him on his back and just say hallelujah.
Weak.
I mean, he was in the middle of talking good. And somebody, I don't know what the man was playing either. He was playing something. He said, you know what? And I'm going to tell you, what are you playing?
Yo,
he looked back. World Dominion Church, thank you. He looked back. Huh?
It's y'all.
What you popping? That's me.
That's the house in order.
I like that. I ain't got no problem.
The atmosphere got to be conducive for the Holy Spirit to move. And if you messing up this atmosphere, get in line. I'm all here for it.
Y'all hear that atmospherical conduciveness that was flowing over here?
Now you deep.
Y'all didn't see. She was giving us her meteorological, spiritual, expertise up here.
Nah, I'm just saying.
I guess pastor say, look here, doc, whatever chord that is, that ain't conducive to the spirit flow. What are you playing?
You messing up my flow.
What are you playing? That's what he said. Wait. He said, they got the play right. The prophet needs the music right. Atmosphere, conducive.
Hey,
there it is.
I'm saying what I'm saying.
I'm done. Look, y'all, it's been wonderful. Pray us out, sis.
Yes, God. God, we love you. We love you, and we adore you. We lift you up, and we bless you, God. We thank you for life, God, and we thank you for life more abundantly. We pray for all of our listeners, God. We pray for every church that's open in your name. God, we pray that souls be saved. God, we pray that we minister outside of the four walls this weekend, that we encounter someone and introduce them to Jesus. We love you, and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Look, y'all, it's time for me to go. I got to go get my car out the shop, finally. I know, right?
You have to pray,
right? No, that's right. I should have shouted right there. Hey, go. Hey, shala. Oh, sahi. Hey. Will he do it? Huh?
I'm not
in the place. Will he will? Huh? Will he won't? Huh? Come on, somebody in here. Y'all don't know nothing. Look, I got to go. Y'all be sweet. In the words of Michael Hennessy, y'all be sweet. And keep your head on the swivel. And I'm going to pull it. Huh? I'm gonna get it. I promise you, I'm gonna get it. Y'all, guys, I got to go. Y'all stay blessed.
Look at me like, why did you just do that?
I got to go. Come on, Larry. Give us something.
Tell somebody he is wonderful. Now put your preaching voice on. Say he is wonderful. There are a lot of things I could not do for myself, but he did them for me. Tell somebody he is wonderful. I brought my own shout with me. I just thought about it. I dare you to think about how wonderful he is. Isaiah said his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God. Look at somebody say the Everlasting Father. Somebody just holler Wonderful. I told y'all that was the word of the year. Look to your right and your left, say Wonderful.